Blog Talk Radio.
Purdy off of Still I Rise, and Bridget is joining myself this afternoon on the Who's Who. Oh, and my little static too sometimes. So again, thank you for joining me today. Hey, what can I tell
hey,
you?
Hey, how are you? How's everything going your way?
We are hanging in there, trying to be positive and riding the music wave.
Good.
On the airwaves of the Humagoo, and always blessed to talk to you and your fans. And I know last time I had you on, I got my block talk going, and then the cable cut out. So Again, the neat thing tonight, everybody, if you want to call Bridget, I do have a number, 516-387-1328 for your friends. So anyways, thanks again for coming on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure and always an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and this is the neat thing about the independent shows. We can kind of set things up fast, and I know you have some things getting done the creative way. And, you know, I saw that, and I think you have some neat things, some news, so I wanted to give you a shout-out on that today.
Yeah, I just did a streaming show online. It was called Rock the Couch, which is pretty cool, and you know, I have some other things in the works. You know, I can't let the cat out of the bag yet on those things, but it was great, a new adventure, you know, with all of us musicians and everybody trying to keep the music alive, because we know how beautiful and healing that can be to everybody and ourselves included. There's just a whole new way of doing things. And so lots of people are streaming. I had my first streaming adventure, and it was an adventure, and a really great working with the people at Rock the Couch.
Yeah, I noticed that, and that's when I contacted you about chatting about that, because myself, I just love the creative part that our people are trying to create. And nice thing is you guys had it all. You all had guitars. You were all on screen zooming, and you were all – did you – everybody play individually, or were you together on that too?
Oh, okay. Did you tune in? Did you watch?
No, I just didn't have a chance. I just kind of saw that
oh,
you were
okay,
doing
okay.
That. Okay, so.
You know, yeah, the majority of the people, they played guitars, you know. I had, of course, my backing tracks and stuff being at home. So it was really great to hear a wide array of different artistry and people still maintaining being safe in this time, but also being able to go forward and bless people with their musical ability. So that it was a really neat new adventure for me.
Yeah, and that's what I caught when you were doing that. That's the part of it. And what you're trying to do, I know all the time on your videos and things, is everybody be a little happy in the day. Because I know when we talked earlier through the pandemic, you know, how we're going to ride this wave out.
Sure, we're all just doing the best that we can with what we've got during this time frame. But, you know, it's really, you know, of course, as we talked about before, with the news and everything and the current events, I try to just get the facts and get in and get out, because I don't want to be sucked up in the negativity of it all. It can be really overwhelming. And so I try to stay positive. And that's where I'm at, creating my own little peaceful sanctuary in my house with my kids. You know, and the people that I love. I'm surrounded by great people that are very loving, so I'm very fortunate.
And that seems to be these times now that when we talked earlier in March, I know I was chatting with you, you know, you helped myself also. I try to stay in the moment, because it is kind of almost a spiritual thing right now as we're trying to think, as we can turn the news on and everything, and it's so out of my control. All of our controls. Mm-hmm. Yes, they say we can do things, we can, but we are also just ourselves, you know? And
that's true.
And that's what it's so neat to have yourself. And my buddy Andy, actually Big Cat, a couple times I played your jams on the show, and he was like, play that again, Tommy. Lucille, Don't You Weep.
Oh, cool.
And I led that off tonight. And that's what I find is touching to my airwaves, and what you're trying to do too. Always through your life, through now video, you're doing a Zoom chat, you know, and taking on the challenges, not shying away and trying to, you know, be the light.
It's a new day, and I'm just trying to forge through it all the best that I can. Every day I'm trying to hone in on new skills while trying to keep up my other skills that, you know, that I feel really blessed that God has given me, my chops, as we say in the music business. But, you know, the realness kicks in. And so during that segment of the show, Rock the Couch, you know, it's so funny because I had told everybody at the house, hey, I'm going to be going online and I'm going to be streaming live. And my kids came down and they popped their corn dogs in the microwave real fast. And then all of a sudden, my older son, he started the dryer because he had some place to be. And, you know, my dog, which I posted pictures of my dog, she's about 150 pounds. And she, as I'm singing, she's laying on my toes while I'm live streaming. And so that's all the stuff that the camera didn't catch, but that's life. And even in that busyness is each of those things are beautiful blessings because, like I mentioned before, hey, I've got four walls, I have food on the table, and praise God, everybody's healthy in my circle. And I have a lot to be thankful for. So I just try to stay in that zone. Not to say that I don't have my days, because you know I am human. We are all human.
Yeah, the zone. I mean, you can only go always be in the positive end, because you really can't. I mean, because it always kind of looks around, but the quicker we kind of turn it around to, it's always the people and the people like your followers, your fans. You know, when Bridget, when you come on my air, it's such a response, and I always love to present that yourself to your fans and your music, and every day makes them a little bit brighter. Point of this whole
Thank
my
you.
Any of this stuff. The reason to talk to you,
well,
when I get a hold of you.
You know, at the end of the day, and you know, there'll be a day that these feet of mine will no longer be on the earth walking. And so I want to be able to leave a legacy of love beyond my music, but to be able to touch people and to keep that love flowing when I'm long gone, via my kids, whether it be my music, via hopefully people that are following me, they might see that light and let it shine through them too.
Exactly. And that's about I'm going to play right now. I mentioned to you before that Be the Light off of Still I Rise is the one that I play a couple different tracks when I need something, when I'm out and about and trying to play a tune for somebody to brighten their day. So let's do it right now. Be the Light. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Bridget Curry.
Thank you.
Be the light you wanna see.
like Bridget. And Bridget joins me. We have two callers, a little bit of static. But thank you, my friends. A caller from Colorado, and this is Tom, the host, Bridget. And who's joining us here with Bridget tonight? Chime on in with us.
Oh, hi, Tom. My name is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey,
thanks
Kyle.
For joining us.
No, it's my pleasure. I like to do it every once in a while just to give people a bad time.
And who else is joining us on the phone? I have another caller to do. Who is it, my friend?
This is Jeannie Marie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey.
How are you guys doing? This is awesome.
Yeah.
We have Jeannie, where are you from, Jeannie? Tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, we have Orlando and Colorado. This is wonderful.
Oh,
these are two amazing people, Jeannie and Kyle. Wonderful. Jeannie is also a blues artist, and Kyle is a great supporter in Colorado of blues artists. And it's great to have you both on air. Woohoo!
Well, we're here to support you.
Thank you.
Well, God bless for calling. Let me give you a couple. Ask Kyle. Jeannie, have you guys seen Bridget live in the band? Have you been out, been to Colorado where she's been in Florida?
Yeah. No, I've definitely seen her play more than once.
Cool.
Well, I
cool.
did a show with her out at the, what was it called? Women in Blues. So I had the privilege of meeting Bridget there. And we've just become friends, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I was supposed to come out to Florida right before all this happened, in December of 2019, but, you know, with everything that was going on, you know, decided to stay here in California, and so, but it was an amazing Women in Blues show that we did in Florida with many other artists put on by another blues artist who is also named Bridget. Her name is Bridget Kelly Fick. And, that was good times.
It was. We had a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for Bridget? She's got, you guys watch the Zoom? Because now she's available on the Zoom online. Any checking out those kind of cool things this day?
I haven't had a chance to. I want to, but I've just been kind of, you know, it all of this just kind of knocks you over the edge a little bit. So I'm going to try to listen to it.
Yeah, that's right. I was just telling Tom before you guys came on that everybody's just trying to do the best that they can with what they've got. And so, you know, during this time frame, we really need to extend the olive branch even further and, you know, just try to keep lifting each other up as we lift, as we're continuing to lift ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's just been, I know it's been rough for everybody.
Go ahead, Kyle.
No, go ahead, Tom. Well, no, I mean, that's part of the reason I called in today. It's like, here in Colorado, it's been an interesting experience. There's a club downtown Denver called Dazzle that is doing a 50-person audience show with a band. Bridget and I know an artist out here named Cass Clayton who just did a show. I just saw a picture of it the other day. I didn't get a chance to see the show. All the artists wore masks. The stage was set up, so there was a huge plexiglass screen between Cass and her drummer. The audience, like I said, was limited to 50 people, and the problem becomes, it's not a moneymaker for either the club or the artist. You know, I'm actually going to see Carrie Morn, who's a very talented finger-picking guitarist here in Colorado, who has a band of his own called Ghost Dog, and they're actually performing at a drive-in theater, of all places. Not quite sure the stage setup, but evidently The concert is going to air on both movie screens at the theater, but the whole system is set up so that cars are socially spaced roughly two parking places apart. There's a limit to how many people at any one time can be in the concession area or, you know, the restrooms for that matter. And, you know, the thing that I struggle with is, you know, how do we get music back on its feet at a point in time when we're able to? And then that's kind of my thought for Bridget today is, you know, those kinds of shows aren't economical, and yet everybody needs to be safe. And it's just, you know, I'm to me, as a Blues Society president, I'm not sure we're going to do a real live IBC competition this year because we can't make it pay for an audience. You know, but there's been some talk about doing a virtual international Blues Challenge competition, which to me is, I don't know, a quandary, because half of the joy of Memphis is, as an artist, is all the networking. And I happen to know, well, Bridget and I have had a good laugh about her touring Memphis and being unsupervised, so I'm just going to let it go there. But, I mean, these are thoughts to think about for the future.
Kyle, my thought is, your question is what, let me clarify the question. Your question is what my thoughts are about what music is right now and what it can possibly look like in the future, in the directions. Well, I think one, it's every artist is facing their own pros and cons and their own decisions, and every state is facing their own pros and cons and their own decisions. So within that, it's almost a case by case scenario. So if you're asking my own perspective and what I am doing musically, is currently, I'm my situation is where I believe in the better days ahead. I believe eventually that we will get back to some of those things. Now, of course, within that, there is going to be change that happens naturally. They're going to happen naturally. However, right now, and I know many of the artists are choosing to stay home and choosing to be safe and choosing to do a lot of things virtually. In California, we are reclosing things back up. The bars are reclosing. They just announced that yesterday. The beaches are closing back up. So it's a day-to-day. It's a week-to-week. It's a thought-by-thought. And so as I was saying to Tom Pryor, is knowing that and listening to the news, I myself as an artist have to stay in the positive zone, because my job and my gift is without a doubt, I feel that I'm called from the Lord to do what I do, is to keep pressing forward in a positive manner. So I get in, I get the facts, I get the news, and I shut it down. Because it's a continual rotation of playing on negativity. So with knowing that, as a person who's lived a life now, with knowing that and pressing forward in a positive direction, I am learning new things on how to be an artist online, and there's pros to that, because in my mind, I could travel to Florida or Colorado prior to this, okay, and I have the ability to make a direct impact on my audience of hundreds, we'll just say hundreds, okay, depending. However, that is a pro. Having that interaction where I see you, I'm singing to you, it's reciprocal, and I'm connecting with you. I'm not saying that there's any sort of replacement for that. However, that is that, and that was at that time. But and that was and is still very beautiful. Right now, I say, you know what, Bridget? You have the ability. This is where the power of positivity comes into play. You have the ability to be home with your children, and you have the ability to reach thousands of people online within seconds. No travel.
Yep.
No, there's still added stress, as I mentioned earlier to Tom. There's added stress where, you know, it's cute, you know, which I say they are beautiful blessings. My kids are coming in, they're warming up their dinner, the dog is laying at my feet while I'm singing and streaming online. My older son had the dryer running while I'm singing. But guess what? That is the beauty of life. That is living. And so each are beautiful in itself. And I say, thank you, Lord, for those days that I had with these beautiful, amazing people to be able to be in Colorado and Florida and touching lives. But Lord, you still are moving within me in this calling, and I thank you for today that I can still reach people from my home. And I open my arms and I stretch them out and I say, use me. I will serve you at the capacity that you need me to be used.
Yeah, amen, Bridget. And I remember talking to you like a couple years ago when you first came out with Still I Rise to get together with the band. You mentioned how music mm-hmm. was a journey. You put it down for a while, and now you're back.
Yeah.
You know, all the creation.
I did put it down.
But it's come. Yeah, this is what the end result is. And when we get together, mm-hmm. it's neat for me to talk to you, but you have so the followers, I know. So I got my interview with the phone number for you and your fans, to for them to shine mm-hmm. the light with you. Yeah, that's what you're all about, my friend.
And, you know, I want to touch on one more thing that you mentioned, and I really feel called to talk about it.
Sure.
About putting music down. It's in these times that I'm being to be careful with my words, because, like I said, I don't even like to breathe negativity out into the world. So in these times, it could be possible that many of my musical family and my musical loved ones, be it promoters, festival goers, artists, whatever the capacity that people are working in music, they may be contemplating and saying, in that, wrapped up in that thought, that they say, maybe it's just time to stop. And I want to encourage people, because if they feel that this is their gift and it is their calling, and that they have been given, the world needs music more than ever now, because the power of the healing, the power to I mean, come on, let's be real about this. You could be on, you could be at rock bottom. But let me tell you, if you put on, let's see, I don't know, Jeannie, name your favorite song.
My favorite song?
Yeah,
one of
your favorite songs.
Oh my gosh. I have so many. You caught me off guard.
It's okay. Just
the one I
name
heard
any
today.
Song. Uh-huh.
The song I sent to you, Blessings.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yes.
The music, it just lifted me up. It you know, it took me out of that place of just feeling like, okay, can I make it through this day?
That's right. Can I get through this day? And it lifted somebody up. And you know that you have the ability to do that to people, Jeannie, with your gift. You have the ability that God has given you to lift people up. If we start to think maybe I should put it down, then it's a possibility that we might be letting other people down, letting other people down too in some respects, because that connection that you have to help bring somebody up is extremely powerful, extremely needed, and it's just without a doubt, I feel that my calling is even greater now. Mm-hmm. Did that answer your question, Kyle?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, that's the whole quandary for all of us going forward, is what do the delivery systems look like? What are other ways to reach people? And then it becomes, what is a quality way to do it? I mean, everybody is streaming now because they need to. You know, where somebody like Walter. Go ahead, Jeannie.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, I know with Bridget, you do this for a living. I know mine, not so much. I mean, I have a full-time job, and it's the hardest on those who look to the income of this and have to depend on that. But, you know, the thing, and I'm going to choose my words carefully, too, when I say this, you know, I've had a lot of disappointments in my musical career, and I like Bridget, feel like that this is a calling that God has put on my life. I've seen bikers cry. I used to lead praise and worship in prisons where I would go into the crimp. You know, where there was criminals in there and hard people had killed people, and you have to get before them and sing. And the thing about it is the music will never die. There's just no big eyes and little yous now. There's nobody that takes the stage ahead of you. We are all sitting in front of that computer pouring our heart out in song. So, you know, I know we don't understand. And when we were supposed to play at Earl's Hideaway, I think a few months or this past month. And I don't know if you are familiar with that place, but down in Sebastian, it draws a big crowd of people. But, the person who does the booking books somebody else in our place who does this for a living and was dependent on making this money. And I said, that's okay with me, because I don't want to be the big eye here. I just want to make my music so that I can touch people's hearts. So if that's the whole purpose of music, it's not a competition. It's not she can sing better than I or any of that stuff. It's just, to me, it's not just feeling your, you know, standing on a stage and people telling you how great you are, but it's making them feel great to me. So my answer to that question would be, you can still bless people's life. You can still do this through that computer, through being on live stream. And there's no little eyes. I mean, there's no big eyes and little U's here now. Everybody's the same.
And God bless you.
Yeah, I mean,
I was going to say the prison.
Thank you.
What important is that? I mean, for those ladies and gentlemen to be, you know, just think music. Oh, my, they got a headset. They got a new whatever. How blessed they would feel, or they have to. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, Bridget. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that you know, music is still there. We're just doing it in a different capacity.
Yeah.
Everybody and And what you said, Jeannie, is right. We have the ability to bless people. And I'm so glad you came on the show to talk, both of you.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad that you invited me to be on here.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
You just don't get to share a whole lot of how what you're feeling inside. And I've had some rough moments. It's been tough. But I don't believe the music that I've been given, the songs I've been given, the songs that I've written were written to die. I believe they'll live, and we will see that day. We just got to be resilient. We got to hold on, and we got to hang in there.
Agreed. Agreed.
You know, and someday, let's hopefully we get a cure. I guess we're always kind of, you know, just go away. We can get some cure for this a little bit. But then there's going to be, I believe, a lot of awareness, awakeness. Black Lives Matter, doing a lot of thinking about that. Everybody's got, it's in your mind. I mean, different thought patterns that we've developed and thinking about that. And that's been very helpful, too. I mean, that poor gentleman, all those things. It's amazing times, but again, artistry keeps it kind of a focus for us, myself and Bridget and Kyle and Jeannie calling in today. That's what my essence is, who Magoo. I mean, that was a nickname in high school, Magoo. I'm a fan of the Who, and I put this together as an independent show to
I
play
like
music.
That.
Thank you. That's all it is. It's who Magoo. I was Magoo. Well, you've done it again, you know, that kind of joke. And, my, you know, and the Who, my sister and I put it together because I was a professor, I was in science and fun experiments around Milwaukee, and I had to be Professor Somebody. I became Professor Who Magoo. And that's how this all came to be. And now my show, if you laugh with me, you know, laugh at the name, play the music. So that's all this karma is that I've been trying to do. And, you know, God bless talking to Bridget for the last couple of years and friends tonight. And, man, thank you a lot. I tell you what, let's get to a song right now. If you want to hang on, I'm going to play Still I Rise, and we can all chat with you. And we'll be right back. And anybody else want to call, 516-87-1328. All lines are open. Thank you.
I like this song.
I saw the terror in their eyes. I heard the distant voices cry. I felt the heartbeats everywhere start to die. Still I rise. Still I rise. If only people felt on all sides of the world.
Thank you very much, Bridget Purdy. Title track, Still I Rise. Thank you, Bridget and Jeannie and Kyle for calling and joining us. And the static, sorry. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Be the light. Continue to be the light, Dom, and all the beautiful and wonderful work you're doing here on your show. Blessings to you.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. I know you got to scoot. And thank you for your time. And thank you, Jeannie, for coming in anytime you want to chat. Bring your friends and send me some music. I'll get you all hooked up and play on the Rumor Google all the time. So
that
would be chat.
Awesome.
We will chat too.
Awesome.
So.
Thanks. It was great chatting with you, Jeannie. Have a great day.
Yeah. Y'all too.
All right. All right. You take care,
bye.
Honey. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
God bless everybody. Home is my heart. We're going to leave. Thank you, Bridget. Talk to you next time. Out. Magoo. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Toodles.
Bye. What a great interview. You know, I was on Blog Talk 2 years ago and I left because of the static. They kept telling me it was on my end. No, it's not on my end. I tried everything, but it's just fine. Now I like the static, so I'm glad it loves me and it's still, it's in my account somehow. But who knows? Anyways, good stuff. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Jeannie and Kyle, for calling in for the live Humagoo. That's what I love about this part is people can call and talk with the stars and the artists and stuff. So, all right, let me carry on. Let's close this out with a little bit of hoodoo. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you kindly. Out, Magoo.